Remember those days? Building pillow forts, dreaming of owning a castle someday? Turns out the housing market, well, it didn't quite get the fairy tale memo, did it? It's a whole different world out there now, especially in the UK.
It really is. We've seen a massive change in how people are living, how they're thinking about housing these days.
And speaking of changes, you've been looking into this whole build-to-rent thing, right?
Yeah.
What is the deal with these purpose-built rental places popping up everywhere? Is this like the future or just a trend?
It's a hot topic for sure, and it's more than just a fad. BTR is really changing things, and there's some big reasons why it's happening. Think about this: whole developments built just for renting. And they're often run by big companies, not your typical landlord.
So, less about those quirky landlords and more what, like a consistent experience everywhere? How does that even work?
That's the key. With BTR, they're going for consistency. And a lot of times that sense of community you don't always get with renting.
Okay, so I'm picturing those ads, rooftop yoga, co-working spaces, the whole shebang. But what's making BTR so popular now?
Part of it is who's living in these places: millennials, Gen Z. They want flexibility. They want to live in cities close to work, close to the action.
Makes sense. Big cities, tough job market. Not exactly easy to save up for a down payment on a place these days.
Exactly. And that's a huge part of it: the UK's affordability crisis. House prices, they've gone crazy, almost doubled in the last 20 years. The government's own data shows it. Wages, not so much. Owning a home just feels impossible for a lot of people, especially if you're just starting out.
Wow, doubled. That's wild. So BTR is tapping into this fear of being priced out completely.
100%. It gives people a way to live in those areas everyone wants to be, but without needing to buy right away, which a lot of people just can't do anyway.
So it's more than just, avocado toast and wanting a flexible lifestyle. It's actually a real response to how expensive things have gotten.
It's both, honestly. It's a change in what people want in life, but also it's people needing new solutions in a housing market that's gotten really tough, especially for younger generations.
So we've got all these different things changing, how people want to live, how much things cost. That's leading to BTR becoming so popular. But let's talk about what really matters. How does BTR actually compare to just buying a new place? You've read all the research. What should people be thinking about when they're deciding?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? It's not like there's one right answer for everyone, but we can think about it in a few different ways. How affordable is it? How flexible is it? And what kind of lifestyle does it give you? Each of those is important.
Okay, like a three-round match, BTR versus buying. So, round one, affordability. What are we looking at here?
If you're thinking just about the money you need up front, BTR wins that one. With BTR, you're talking about a deposit, your first month's rent. It's not nothing, but it's definitely not like having to put down a huge down payment for a mortgage, which you need with the new build.
Right, especially with those crazy house prices we were just talking about. Trying to save up for a down payment now, that's tough.
Exactly. And that's a big plus for BTR, especially if you don't have tons of savings or family to help out. But this is the important part: when you're renting, you're not building equity. Someone's getting that money, but it's not you. It's like you wouldn't buy a hotel room, you'd buy a house.
I see. So cheaper in the short term, but maybe not so good in the long run.
Yeah, you got it. It all depends on what you want your money to do. Are you thinking long term about investing? Or do you want more flexibility now and don't want to spend as much money up front?
Makes sense. Okay, so speaking of flexibility, that seems to be where BTR really wins, right?
Yeah, definitely a big selling point. Imagine this: you get your dream job, amazing, right? But you have to move every few years, or maybe you're just not ready to settle down in one place. BTR gives you that freedom.
Yeah, no being tied down to a mortgage, no having to sell if something changes. That's pretty appealing.
Totally. But new builds, they have their own kind of freedom. You can do what you want with the place. Knock down a wall, go for it. Paint your bedroom bright orange, it's yours. You can't really do that with BTR.
Okay, maybe not everyone wants a bright orange bedroom, but I get your point. Being able to make it your own, that's a big deal for a lot of people.
For sure. And don't forget, when you own, your place might increase in value. It's not guaranteed, but it can be a good investment.
Right.
Okay, final round: lifestyle. This is where BTR tries to stand out with all those amenities. We were looking at some of those developments in Manchester, and wow, they were really going all out. What kind of things are we talking about here?
Yeah, those Manchester places, they were really something. Rooftop gardens, gyms, even movie theaters. It's like they're trying to create a whole experience, not just a place to live.
That's the idea, yeah. With BTR, they're not just giving you an apartment. They're trying to sell you a whole lifestyle, you know. Concierge services, cafes right there in the building. They even have events sometimes so you can meet people. I think they're going after people who want things to be easy, who want to be part of a community, all those things that can be tough when you live in a city.
I can see how it would be appealing, for sure. But don't you think new build communities, they try to do the same thing, kind of? Maybe it's more like having barbecues with your neighbors or like a neighborhood watch program instead of rooftop yoga.
Absolutely. And that's important to remember. There's not one right way to do things. It's about what you want. What's important to you where you live.
This has been so interesting. We've talked about a lot, all the reasons BTR is getting so popular, those fancy Manchester developments. But you're listening to all this. What does it mean for you?
That's what matters, right? Because it's not all just numbers and trends. This is about you making a big decision in your life. And there's no easy answer. But we can help you figure out what questions you should be asking yourself.
Okay, so let's say you're listening and you're thinking, BTR sounds kind of cool, but is it better to just buy a place? Where do you even start?
I think the first thing is, what's going on in your life right now? What are your plans for the next few years, the next 10 years even? Are you all about work right now? Maybe you think you might have to move for your job. Are you starting a family, wanting to put down roots somewhere? How you live should fit in with all of that.
So that trendy BTR in the city, that might be perfect if you're single in your 20s working downtown. But if you've got kids on the way, maybe you want a yard, a place that feels more permanent.
Exactly. And that brings up another big thing. How much money do you have? Be honest about what you can afford. Not just every month for rent, but what about all the extra costs? BTR might seem easier at first, but remember, those rent payments, that's money that's going into someone else's pocket. Are you okay with that? Or do you want to own your place, even if it's harder?
It's about what's important to you now, but also what you want in the future.
Yeah, for sure. And last but not least, what do you want your life to look like? Some people, they love the idea of a community, all those amenities we were talking about, that's BTR. But other people, they want their privacy. They want to be able to do whatever they want with their place. That's more the homeowner vibe.
It's not like when we were kids dreaming of castles, is it? There are so many more options now.
So many. But whether you're thinking about BTR or buying a new build, the most important thing is to know what you want and what works best for you right now.
It's been great talking about this with you. And for everyone listening, we hope this deep dive has given you a lot to think about. The UK housing market, it's always changing. Who knows what the future holds? Until next time, happy house hunting, everyone.